I'm going to have, I have something up here we're going to use a lot today. And today I'm going to, you can get them at the store, but they're not called this, but today we're going to call them encouragements. And I'm going to share this with anybody that wants to come on up here, and we're going to do some things today, and we're going to use encouragements. And in fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to have one too, because, well, just because I get nervous too. So I'm going to have an encouragement, and if anybody else wants to come up, in fact, you know, I'm just glad you guys could come. So, you know, I had a professor in school that liked to give out candy during class, and they said that, you know, it helps. Oh, you're welcome. They said that it helps to focus. You get a little bit of sugar and helps you listen. So, sound like a good idea to me. All right, so let's start with some singing. Does anybody have a song they'd like to sing this morning? If you don't use these hymn sheets at home, the children's songs are on the back, but you know what? All the songs in here are really good. So, and if there's another song that you like to sing that's maybe not in this book, you know, just tell us what it is, and we'll see if we can work it out. Does anybody have a song they want to sing? Let's see. You know, there's a song I was thinking maybe we could sing it twice today, maybe. How about if we started off with Wide, Wide as the Ocean? Just the chorus. It helps us to stretch a little bit, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit anyway. So let's sing Wide, Wide as the Ocean. I think we all know it.
Wide, wide as the
Okay. Any other song? What would you like to sing this morning? It's wonderful to sing about the Lord Jesus and His love. He loves us very much. And I have more encouragements if you need them.
How about number 29?
29, thank you.
Must be born
else has a song? Oh, okay.
43.
43.
One.
You're an only one, and yet.
That's a really nice song, and I'm glad we could sing that this morning. I'm on the inside. On which side are you? It's a good question. Okay, who has another one? You know, all right.
Six.
Number six.
God in mercy sent his son.
Glad we sang that song too. There are three words in that song that we sang several times that we're going to talk about in a little bit. So that's good. We'll get there. But the three words, God is love. Just a few letters, just short words, and they're wonderful words. I'm glad we can sing that song. Okay, who else has a song they'd like to sing today? Who else? And if you don't see the one you're looking for in the sheet, we can... Okay?
Number 39.
Number 39. Some of you kids came in after I explained what these mints are. I'm calling them encouragements because sometimes it takes a little extra courage to sit in the front row or to say something, maybe say your verse or answer a question at a conference. And so I just want everybody to feel welcome up here in the front row. And so I'm going to share these mints. I see this young lady just came in. Would you like a mint? You can have a mint. Okay, who else has a song? We can still sing another song or two here. I think I see a hand up in the very back there. Does Emily have a song she'd like to sing?
Number 47.
47.
Shut up.
Okay, maybe we'll just stop right there for a minute. You know what? I think what we want to do next is just to ask the Lord Jesus to help us today. We need lots of help, and He loves to help us. And so we're just going to stop singing for a minute, and we're going to ask the Lord Jesus if He would help us with the Sunday school, the children's meeting this morning. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your great love. How much you love each one that's sitting here this morning. We just thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And so we bow before you and ask for help with this meeting. We pray that each one of us might hear and take in more of your love. And we just pray for a message from yourself, Lord Jesus. We pray, too, for help for the kids as they perhaps say a verse if they want to. And so we just ask for help with that, too. And just thank you for this little time together. And thank you for your for the Bible that tells of your love. And so we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I see there are several kids here today that are from this meeting. And I see a couple kids here from where I go to meeting. They happen to be my girls. And either I see some other kids, I'm not sure exactly where you go to meeting. But the reason why I say that is I can almost guarantee that I'm going to do something that's different than what you're used to. And I hope you'll just bear with me as we have a little time here together. This is the children's meeting, though, so this is a time for you. And so we want to give you an opportunity, if you'd like to say a verse. Now, I've got these encouragements here, and if you'll be willing to share a verse, especially if you're willing to share in the microphone so everybody can see it, I'd be glad to give out some more of these mints. Does anybody want to go first? Anybody have a verse they'd really like to share with everybody? Any volunteers? I don't bite. Anybody? Oh, good. We got a volunteer down here, so see if we can get it. Okay.
John 15:13.
Is that the Sunday school paper verse? Does that start out the word greater?
Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. And you know what? Since you had the courage to go first and speak in the microphone, take a couple there, okay? All right. Does anybody else have a verse they'd like to share? Oh, good. Okay.
John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
That is excellent. Thank you very much. Does anybody else want to say a verse? No pressure here. It's just if you want to. I see some hands down here. We'll go down to this side.
John 13:14.
Is it the Sunday school paper verse this week? Greater love, that one? Okay, greater love.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Here you go. Now, did I see another hand down here? Okay.
Greater love has any no man than this, than that man lay down his life for his friends.
Very good. Thank you. Anybody else? Do we have any other takers? Everybody shy? You want to try?
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. I want to read part of a verse that was, I believe, the first verse read in this conference. There was a prayer meeting Friday night, and I didn't even have this particular verse on my heart to talk about today. But when we read this verse, I thought, wow, that's it. That's what I'm thinking of. It happens to be in the book of Psalms, chapter 27. And I'm just going to read part of verse 4. And I maybe just skip some parts in here. But that's all right. This is Psalm 27, 4. It says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, to behold the beauty of the Lord." To behold the beauty of the Lord. By the way, you guys all did a good job on your memory verses this morning. I'm glad. And I look around the room and I see boys and girls that probably learn Bible verses at home too, not just for the conference. And I don't know, but I think that maybe at your house, your mommy and daddy read the Bible to you. And do you talk about Jesus at your house, probably? Isn't that wonderful? And I'm so glad for that. But today, I want to just focus on those three little words that we talked about while we were singing. God is love. Oh, I love that. It's so wonderful. You know, I was thinking about that. How many people like birthday presents, by the way? Anybody ever had a birthday present that they liked? They're kind of happy to get a birthday present? I have. I love that. It's fun to get a birthday present, isn't it? But if I could have something today, that would be even better than the best birthday present I've ever had. You know what it would be? I want each one of you, while you're sitting in your seat right here, to really think about, to really say, God loves me. He loves you while you're sitting right there in your seat. It's so wonderful. If I could have just something to be better than a birthday present, is that when you wake up in the morning, you'd say, oh, I'm so glad that God loves me. And before you go to bed at night, you think, oh, that was maybe it was a hard day. Maybe I had some hard things happen. That's okay, because God loves me. Each one of you can say that as you're sitting in your seat. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. And we have lots of verses in the Bible that tell us that. And I'm so glad that we learn our verses and we go to Sunday school. And mom and dad, they read the Bible for us. And I just want to make sure that each one of us understands and just takes it in. It's good for me. God loves you and you and you and you and you. And these, you and you, right on down the row. Each one, as you're sitting here, you can just think, God loves me. And it's so wonderful to be able to think about it for myself and to just realize that he's a person. The Lord Jesus is a man. You know, we go our lives and, you know, we think, oh, I wish that I could have been one of those children that sat on the Lord Jesus' lap. Has anybody ever, that would have been pretty neat to be able to sit on his knee. We read about that happening in the Bible. And he put his hands on some kids, on their heads. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But we can't do that today. But he's a real man. And we can talk to him today. And we can listen to what he has to say to us. So that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about how that God loves us. Each one of us. He loves me and he loves you while you're sitting right there. And that's what we want to talk about. Now, I'm going to do a little experiment here. And I'm wondering if there are... I prefer this to be girls that would do this. Are there two girls that would be willing to volunteer for an experiment? Well, I need somebody that's good at math and somebody that's good at sitting still. And so I'm wondering if there's two girls that would be willing to volunteer. And I see one hand down here. Does anybody else, any other girls be willing to just help me out here just for a few minutes? Good. Now, you're Courtney, right? Now, Courtney, are you good at math or are you good at sitting still? Good at sitting still. All right. And Ellie's good at math. So what I need, Courtney, for you to do is just, I want you to just come sit right here. All right. And remember, there'll be encouragements for this. So we'll do that. So, Ellie, what I need you to do, I want you to come up here. Just real quick here. I'm just going to talk, but if you would just count her hair while we're doing this, okay? That's your job. I want you to just see how many hairs she has. And so here we have a verse I would like to read. It's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. By the way, girls, I know that's impossible, so you can sit down. It's all right. But it's a real lesson. I want us to really think about that. Courtney, you have a lot of beautiful hair, but there's a lot of it. And I think I could probably let Ellie do that all day long, and she'd have a hard time coming up with the right answer. All right, Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. We'll start reading. Actually, I'm going to read two verses here. We're going to start with verse 6. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? 2 farthings is just a really small amount of money, really cheap. Aren't 2 sparrows cheap, and not one of them is forgotten before God? So God doesn't, he doesn't forget even a tiny little bird. We've had some tiny little birds at our house that fell out of a nest, and Ellie had fun trying to help them out. But God didn't forget about those little birds when they fell out. But anyway, it says, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Your hairs are all numbered. Now, that's different than counting them. He says your hairs are numbered. Now, sometimes we go to a store and we buy a product, and it says on it, some assembly required. And so we get it home and we open up the box and we really hope it's got good directions. And it'll say part number 1 attaches to part number 2 or something like this, right? Part number 17 plugs into part number 43. And so we come up with a product at the end of the day, hopefully. That's numbering. Each one of those parts has its own number. Can you imagine that God has a number for each one of your hairs on your head? I don't know which number I'm holding. I'm holding several right here. I don't know which number they are. God knows which numbers those are. It's interesting, isn't it? That he has a number for each hair on our heads. Now I was thinking about that. You know, sometimes has anybody ever had something that just, oh, I just can't, I want to get something that there's something in mind. And you just can't stop thinking about it. You're really interested in something. I'll tell you an example. At our house, there was a young lady who was really interested in a puppy. And that meant that if there was an opportunity, why, we'd look up, well, what breed of dog should we get? Or I wonder if this kind can handle the heat in Arizona. Or I wonder if this kind is good with kids. So we're doing research, and we'll look on the internet, and we'll see, try to find some information. But that didn't lead to a puppy right away. But that's all you can think about, is that thing that you want. And so you're researching it, and you're checking it out. Has anybody else done that? I've done that. I'll raise my hand. Anybody else done that? No, nobody in the front row will admit to it. That's all right. I've done that, and you just think, oh, that would be really cool if I could get that thing. And so I'd like to learn about it and try to learn as much about it before you get it. So that when you get it, you're familiar with how it works, and whatever that thing is, you can make it work right, right? You just enjoy it. You just think you're really going to like it. Of course, the problem is here in this world, things, after we get them, they aren't as interesting. But that's not the point today. What are we talking about? God numbered your hair because he loves you and he wants to know about you, about me. And so he said, I'm so interested. I can't wait. I can't wait for you to get to heaven, to be with me in heaven. I can't wait. I know every single thing about you, and I love you. You know, sometimes I think, oh, if somebody knew every single thing about me, they wouldn't love me very much. But that's not how God is. God is love. And he knows every single thing. He knows what you did last night and what you dreamed about. And he knows what you did last week, what you learned in school, what you were thinking about the last time you went to Sunday school. What did you learn about? When was the last time that you thought about the Lord Jesus? You know, some of those things he writes down. When we think about the Lord Jesus, imagine this. He writes it down in a book. Isn't that neat? He loves us so much that he keeps track of that. He wants to know about what we're thinking about. He wants to know everything about you. And so he numbers our hairs. You know, I was thinking about that a little bit, though. Sometimes we can know a lot about something and don't really appreciate it. How many of you, just raise your hand up here in the front row, how many of you know the difference between a square and a circle? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you just like, man, I can't wait till I find out the next thing about a square or a circle? Does that keep you up at night thinking about squares and circles? No comment? All right. How about somebody else? Does anybody else just love squares and circles and can't wait to learn the difference and appreciate them? You know about squares and circles, don't you? Do you spend much time thinking about it? Do you? Well, I think, okay, that's a good answer. All right, who else? Anybody else? I saw you put your hand up. Do you spend a lot of time thinking about squares? Yeah, I have to admit, I don't really either. I think I can tell the difference between them, usually. And really, that's enough for me. Now, yes, you'll learn about them later on in school, and there's some important things and so on, but but you can know all about squares and circles. And I think there are probably some people that study those squares and those circles for a long time. And they learn lots of math about it. And they enjoy drawing special math problems. Find the area of a circle or circumference or this kind of thing. And that's important. We have to know how to do that. But we don't really, at the end of the day, we don't really care that much about squares and circles. So I think it's fair to say, at least in a simple way, that we can know a lot about squares and circles and it really doesn't, we really don't care, right? Oh, but God knows a lot about you and he really, really cares. Oh, that's just what I want to share over and over today. We're just going to keep saying it. God loves you and he loves me. He really cares and he really knows every little thing about you and he loves you and he wants you to be in heaven. You know, I'm going to read a little bit of a verse in Song of Solomon. You know what? This is a verse, and we can read it a lot of different ways, but for today we're going to read it. That this is the Lord Jesus, and he's talking to you. We're in chapter 2, Song of Solomon chapter 2, and verse 14. And the first thing he says is, oh, my dove. He calls us a dove. Now, doves we think of as being nice birds with that are loving. And so we can think of that. The Lord Jesus calls us a dove. In the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Now, this is the part I'm thinking about right here. This is the Lord Jesus talking to you and to me this morning. He says, let me see thy countenance. Oh, that's a big word. We'll talk about what that means. Countenance. Do you mind if I just read this a little different? I'm gonna paraphrase what this is saying. This is the Lord Jesus talking to you this morning. He says, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For sweet is your voice, and your face is comely. Nice looking. He wants to see our face. He wants to hear our voice because he loves us. Uh-oh. I want to lose my notes. Isn't that amazing? Now I look here this morning and everybody's got their nice clothes on today. And we've recently bathed and hair's nice and combed. Everybody looks real nice today. But you know what? That verse is also there in the Bible after we've been playing outside and maybe we get in a fight. Get a few scratches, get some bruises. Maybe we haven't been talking very nice to our friends, family, whomever. It still says that. The Lord Jesus still wants to see our face and to hear our voice. Isn't that neat? Why? Why does he want to hear my voice? Why does he want to see my face? Because he loves me. Because he loves you. Well, we just have a few minutes left. I want to do another experiment here. You know, recently I was talking to some other children and we talked about how big things are. We ever talk about how big something was to our friends? And so we use our hands a lot, don't we? And so I want us to use our hands. And how many of us, show me your hands, how big is your heart? Show me how big your heart is. Anybody have any idea how big your heart is? Any ideas? I saw a little circle here. Was that your guess, or you're just okay? It's a good guess. How about we got a? Not sure. Okay. Well, we have a doctor here, and hopefully I'm not overstepping my bounds to say I believe that our heart is this big. Is that okay to say that, Mr. Prost?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. That's close enough? We'll say that's close enough. If you ever want to know how big your heart is supposed to be or about how big it is, you make a fist, and you know that's probably about how big your heart is. We're going to jump ahead. How big is a whale's heart? Any ideas? Show me with your hands. How big is it? We got a fist here. Okay. Going to be a lot bigger because it's, okay, this is what I was looking for right here. Those arms out there, that's good. I think it's something like the size of a car and 1,300 pounds is what I remember right, what I remember. But this is what I was looking for, this big. Okay. Why am I looking for that? Well, that's a good question. So, oh, wait. Let's see. Who answered questions? I forgot. I'm behind on mint, so we'll do that later. Yeah, afterwards, if you answered a question, you can get a mint. Why are we looking for the arms out like this? Sometimes we use that when we talk about a fish that we caught. Was that big? Or maybe it's this big, or maybe it's this big. It's real big. Sometimes we do that. But I like to ask kids how big something is. And so when you're describing a house or a car, that's all you can do. That's the extent of how you can show with your hands. All you can do is stretch your hands out because it's bigger than that, isn't it? And I think it's kind of like saying it's just super huge, right? It's really, really big. And so you know what that makes me think of? That makes me think about the very person who we've been talking about today, the very one who knows how many hairs are on your head, the very one who knows what we've been doing and what we've been learning in Sunday school. The Lord Jesus Christ had his hands out like that when he was on the cross. And we've been learning yesterday, and we've been learning all our lives, how much the Lord loves us so that he would even die on a cross for you. And I remember somebody telling me, I remember the first time I heard somebody say that if that's what it took for the Lord Jesus, if he had to come back and die again just for you, he'd do it. Now, I'm so glad to say that work is all done. We don't have to worry about that, doing that again. But that's how much he loves you, that he would die on the cross again. If that's what he had to do, he would do it because he loves you so much and he wants you in heaven with him. And so as he was there on the cross, his arms were open up like that. And I just think of that verse that the Lord Jesus said. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to me. I want you. I love you. I want you to come to me today." And that's why we sang that song at the beginning. We sang, wide is the ocean. We get to stretch our arms out wide. But it talks about God's love for us. And so maybe we can sing that. Well, I guess we're out of time, so we won't sing it again. But he's pleading with you today. If you haven't come to him today and just say, "Lord Jesus, I'm so glad you love me. Will you please? I just want you to come into my heart. But I also want you," because I think there's a lot of boys and girls up here that know the Lord Jesus as Savior. "I just want you to go home realizing how much he loves us, that he's a real man, that he really cares what happens to you. There's going to be bad things that happen in life, but he really cares about them and about you and what you're going through." You know, there's a verse in the Bible that tells us that he takes our tears and puts them in a bottle. Kind of an interesting thought, isn't it? Have you ever been sad enough to cry? I have. The Lord Jesus cares about that too. And he loves us. Okay, well, time is up. So let's just thank the Lord Jesus for how much he loves us. Lord Jesus, we just bow as we think about your tremendous love for us. Thank you for dying on the cross because you love us. Thank you for the Bible that you shared it with us because you love us. And you want each one of us to be in heaven with you. And we just thank you for that. And so we just pray for each boy and each girl in this room. And we just pray that you would help each one of us to hear your love to us today. Just thank you in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.